Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. I am Amy.
And I'm Charles.
And we're, you know, back with your hit of your favourite skincare podcast. And also, I hope everybody at home who's listened to our last episode takes into consideration the whole debate about the word, essentially.
Yeah, so...
And keeps an eye out, or an ear out for it.
Have your water bottle ready for the shots, guys?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
so if you've not
once.
Listened to last week's episode, then a bit disappointed in you, to be honest. But my friend said to me, she was like, really, really noticed how much Charlie says this one word in every episode. I was like, what is it? She was like, essentially, I was like, oh my God, I know.
It must be so annoying. I'm eternally sorry.
So we're keeping account. She's really going to try hard not to say it, but
yeah.
Last episode she went...
One slipped out.
She went quite red and I could see the anger in her face because she just wanted to say it so bad. It was like...
There was steam coming out of my ears.
Literally, she was about to like hit the roof.
Yeah, I was. It's fine though, it's okay. Making a conscious effort.
I mean, you tried that last week. It didn't work, did it?
No.
So we'll try again this week, Charlie. Let's see if you can get through one full episode without saying the word essentially.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go, What are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about...
Photosensitivity. Sensitivity.
Oh, fine, don't give me my drum roll then. Bitch. Photosensitivity.
This kind of came from I think we had a DM, didn't we? We asked people on Instagram, what are you super confused? Ah, it was Reddit. It was Reddit. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know if I should admit to it or not. Right. I don't know why, but all of a sudden I'm really into Reddit because there's some really funny memes on there and I'd like memes. And also there's little subreddits of anything you could think of. So there's a really good skincare one called Skincare Addiction. And there's like a million people in this subreddit. And I was looking through about skincare podcasts and I put a little thing on this subreddit saying, does anybody know of any good skincare podcasts?
Basically,
no.
Lick my arsehole.
No, because I was actually trying to see if there were any that I also didn't know about that were really popular.
Okay.
Because when you look on iTunes here, it shows like the British iTunes and Apple Podcasts. So I didn't know if there's any fun American ones.
We want to see our competitors.
Yeah. So then I typed in saying, are there any? Obviously being like, I wonder if anybody says birthday skin. Because part of me was, well,
yeah, that's what you were looking
reason.
For.
And people replied with a few that I'd heard of. And then somebody wrote birthday skin. She said, birthday skin is great. And I was like, oh, my God. So whoever you are, we love you because you're clearly a listener. And
I'm surprised
then
you didn't reply
I was gonna,
to it.
No, I was going to reply and say, oh, my God, no way. That sounds really cool. I'll go and have a look. But then realised that I can't really do that. Because my name on Reddit is Charlie Perry.
If somebody saw that, they'd be like, what?
Yeah, you're
what?
A fucking loser. Yeah, what are you doing?
Do you spend your weekends catfishing people?
Yeah, literally. So I was like, well, I can't reply. So then I made Alex reply and be like, oh, yeah, I've heard this is good.
Oh, yeah, so, this is great.
So thank you to whoever shared the podcast on Reddit. I don't think I got many replies, but at least I got one good one. So anyway, when I was on Reddit and I put useful things out like, what is the most confusing thing about skincare that you just can't wrap your head around? And quite a few people replied saying photosensitivity, what it means, what process happens to your skin to make it more or less photosensitive, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we figured that it's actually quite good because I also didn't really know what it meant and you didn't. But you've done most of the research for this because I love a science paper, but this has just got me so confused.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try and make this as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
There's an overarching conclusion to this episode.
Which you probably can guess.
But we're not going to say it yet. We're not going to say it yet.
No. So, right, let's start with what photosensitivity actually is. So it's a heightened skin sensitivity or an elevated reaction when your skin is exposed to UV rays. So it's basically when your skin is just like more sensitive than normal and more prone to the rays and just to being burnt, basically. Mm-hmm. And it can also possibly increase your risk of developing skin cancer, which is
not good.
It's very sad. So if you do have a photosensitive reaction, there's two different types. You've got your phototoxic and photoallergic. They're not as... I was going to say they're not as scary as they sound, but obviously they are, because... But they're not as, like, deep as they sound. So basically...
When I first read phototoxic, the first thing that came in my head was Britney.
I knew you were going to say that.
Honestly, I've had it in my head, and I've been like, why have I got toxic in my head by Britney? And it's because of this. I'm phototoxic, the taste of... No, I know, that's not the actual lyrics. I know it's just toxic. I'm toxic.
Taste of your lips. I'm on a roll. Your phototoxic touch. I used to love Britney. You know what her most underrated song is?
Oh, God.
Break the Ice, which is like, break the ice.
You want me to think that's the worst one.
Oh, no, it's so good. And then, like, she'd put, like, When You See Kami out, didn't she?
Oh, my God.
And that's got, like, if you want, like, the overarching theme to that is. Fuck me, innit?
Oh, God.
And I'm there like, I'm in a British song. Like me, 12 years old, like, if you seek Amy, that's me.
I once memorised the entire dance routine to Toxic with my best friend at the time. So we must have been about 10.
You thought
so. Yeah, and we were going to perform it at the village fair. And then we both got too nervous. But then I was like, Mum, Dad, why on earth were you letting your 10-year-old daughter dance like an air hostess with a really short skirt on? In front of the entire village. You were going to let me do that.
I once...
They were like, no, we knew you were going to drop out when you were a pussy.
You haven't got the confidence, Charlie, to be Britney Spears. I once... and it's funny because I didn't do it with anyone. I did it on my own, like in my room on my own, my little box room. And I watched the tape of High School Musical.
Yeah.
And High School Musical 2... I wasn't that young when it came out. I think I was about 12, 13, maybe even 14. I don't even know. And you know the scene where they're all dancing in the kitchen?
Yeah.
I don't know what song it's to. I learnt the dance to that on my own. And I literally remember being like...
Feels great when you nail it.
I know. I was proper fat though as well. So
oh, God.
You can imagine that.
Well, phototoxicity or whatever it's called.
Phototoxic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you've got your two types. Your phototoxic, in a nutshell, basically, it's the most common one.
Oh, in a nutshell. That's a good way of saying it, essentially.
In a nutshell. This one can happen within minutes. So this one can be almost instant or after hours, but it only really happens to skin that's already been exposed and usually occurs when, like, you've either applied a drug topically or orally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll talk about in a bit how you can get photosensitivity from prescribed drugs and stuff,
yeah,
or like what you can look out for. So so it happens when that particular drug is activated by the exposure to the UV rays.
Okay.
So that one is the most common and can happen nearly instantly. Photoallergic is the less common one, and it happens when the UV rays interact with the ingredients in the medicines or other stuff that you apply to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a little summary quote that I pulled from the skin cancer website that summed it up, because you know what I'm like with terminology.
Yeah.
So it says, the body's immune system recognises changes caused by the sun exposure as a foreign threat. The body produces antibiotics and attacks...
And no, they don't. Antibodies.
What?
Not antibiotics, you div.
Oh, did I say antibiotics?
Yeah.
The body produces antibodies and attacks, causing a reaction. So this kind of photosensitive reaction can leave you with, like, red bumps, blisters... And rashes, and this can happen like 3 days after application and exposure to the sun. So this one,
tell you what,
this
you
one
need.
Will slap you around the face 2 days after you realise it's even happened.
You know what you need for that? You need to wrap yourself in bandages with colloidal silver on them and just stay out of the sun.
Yeah, no sun at all.
So what? Like, do you know what actually causes it?
So it's quite like a lot of things. Like,
oh God,
yeah, it's
buckle in, guys.
Annoying. So you can become photosensitive from, like, over-the-counter medicines, like antihistamines, prescription drugs, including antibiotics, etc. And you can check the full list on skincancer.org.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you all the lists of all the different antibiotics and drugs that you can be prescribed. It'll tell you everything. But it should say on the packaging anyway.
Yeah.
It should tell you. Or if you have a medical condition like lupus.
Mm-hmm.
I know lupus, it probably isn't great because it's a condition, but I really like the word lupus.
Lupus. God.
Or even by using certain skincare products. So, you know, like glycolic acid and retinols, they strip the outermost layer of your skin.
Yeah.
Obviously not going to be great, which is why you can only use them at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C as well. Vitamin C, it decreases the melanin in your skin, and that's a natural defence against rays. So that's sad, but I believe you have some qualms with vitamin C.
When I initially read this, I was a bit like, that doesn't make sense, because it says that vitamin C, it's powerful because it's really good at making sure that free radicals from UV rays are not damaging the DNA of your skin cells. So I kind of looked into a little bit more, and you obviously left a note that says vitamin C decreases melanin in your skin, which is obviously, like you said, the natural defence.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how it works, now, I read a lot about this, so I'm going to apologise if this is wrong, but this is everything that I could kind of... This is the conclusion I've drawn from everything I've read. So when you have... So if you've got blonde hair or ginger hair or light hair, there's three different types of melanin in your skin. So there is, bear with me because these words are hard to read. The two that are in your skin are pheomelanin, which is a yellow and red melanin, and there's a eumelanin, which is brown and black. So the actual reason of why these melanins act differently is unknown. As far as I'm aware, I've read studies that say they don't know why it happens.
Okay.
But you are born with one melanin or another. So I've been born with the dark one, and you've been born, because you've got lighter hair, you've been born with the lighter one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the lighter melanin, it can actually work well to protect yourself from UVB rays,
mm-hmm.
but it can also have a damaging effect. So there was actually a study that was done in 2004 by Yale University, and the study was melanin makes skin vulnerable to harmful UV rays.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that works is because when your skin absorbs UV rays as somebody with the pale melanin, it... can actually cause this chemical reaction where there's a super oxygen, an active oxygen that actually speeds up the DNA damage. So if you have UV damage, it damages the DNA of your skin. So it just disrupts everything, and it obviously can make you quite wrinkly and quite sad and saggy and just not great.
Mm.
So if you do have that melanin because you're blonde or ginger or have very fair hair, you actually want your melanin levels to be a little bit lower naturally. So you should be using a vitamin C to try and make sure that this chemical reaction doesn't happen. So you need to use vitamin C. Everybody needs to use SPF, but it's actually probably quite a good thing for you to use vitamin C. Whereas someone with darker hair, it takes a bit longer for that DNA damage to happen. Mm. So essentially...
You just can't help yourself. That was such a slurpy noise.
Sorry, shot of water.
You cannot help yourself.
I know, it just comes out.
Which is, like I've said multiple times, just an observation. Jade will be pissing herself listening to this. Yeah, I know.
Jade, get a shot, babe.
She was like, she was proper, like, it proper makes me laugh. I was like, why? She was like, because it's all the time.
Because it annoys her, that's why.
No, it doesn't annoy her. She would never
say
that.
She was just saying that because she knew that that you tell me.
She would never
Anyway, I was in my zone then. The DNA damage happens faster in the pheomelanin than it does in the eumelanin. The third type of melanin is in your brain, and that's not actually anything to do with protecting you from the sun. So I'm not going to go into that. But basically, the only conclusion that we can come to, because we don't know why the melanins act differently, is that everybody needs to wear SPF. But it's just, obviously, it says on the package, make sure you wear SPF after using this product. Like, it says on retinols and your acids and that kind of thing. Anything that's affecting the top layer of your skin is going to affect the way that your skin works. So with retinols, we are obviously using them to try and turn over the skin cells a little bit faster than normal, which means that we're killing a few off. so that we can have some nice new fresh ones over mm-hmm. 2 weeks. So it's essential that you have...
I'd count that.
No, you wouldn't, because essentially and essentially different words.
Yeah, to be fair,
words.
it's not the same meaning.
Yeah, so yeah, okay. It's important, paramount, / essential that you have SPF, because then regardless of your type of melanin and regardless of the products that you're using, you are protected.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you might not be using vitamin C on your body, so... If you do have the fairer hair colour, and obviously melanin is what makes your skin colour the colour it is, but it also affects your hair colour. And it's the hair colour is the way that you can tell the difference in them. Mm. I think, my God, I feel bad. That's the conclusion I've come to. Like I said, I'm a bit confused by this still. But the final conclusion is wear SPF.
Mm-hmm. And also it's like, if you are going to your doctor to get like prescribed drugs or like creams or anything mm-hmm. or whatever, just talk to them.
They will always tell you, yeah.
Yeah. Just be aware if there is a threat of becoming photosensitive
mm-hmm.
with anything that you may need for like a condition or something.
Yeah. Because vitamin C is really good for helping fight UV damage. So if you've burned or anything like that, it can really help to repair any damage that mm-hmm. has been done. So you should be using it, even though it's decreasing melanin levels. That doesn't necessarily matter to kind of, well, everyone, I guess.
Yeah. I think the main thing is wear SPF and read your warning labels.
Yeah.
So like sometimes, your skincare, medicine, supplements. I think just understanding.
Yeah, but that's that the problem, because it says make sure you use SPF, but it doesn't tell you why. So you're a bit like, well, the bottle's telling me to do it, but no one's going to check up. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit annoying.
Yeah.
When I was on Roaccutane, they are pretty hot on making sure that you wear an SPF, and that if you go in the sun that you have SPF all over your body.
Mm.
And what I found the most was that it just made me a bit blotchy. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily a rash, but the only place I have this weird patch on my body that's got no melanin in it and it's pale, and that burns really quickly. So it's on my stomach and kind of goes up to my neck, really, doesn't it? It's not as obvious at my neck, but that burns and fairly quickly, but the rest of my body doesn't.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure that I wear SPF on that at all times. But when I was in the sun, so like my arms and stuff, they would just kind of get, it wasn't really a rash, it was just blotchy and a bit like patchy and red. And then it would just go. So for me, I think I was okay, but I had absolutely no idea that it was a phototoxic reaction.
Yeah.
Because it would literally happen within 5 minutes. Mm. And part of me thought I was just burning. I was clearly causing some kind of damage to myself, but I should have known better and wore SPF.
Well,
everywhere.
Now you understand the risks, so that's fine.
Yeah. So if you're on Roaccutane, or I think there's quite a few acne antibiotics and stuff that you can take, and medicines that will cause photosensitivity, but now you know why. So yeah, like we were saying, wear SPF and read the warning labels.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope I've done that justice.
I feel
a bit nervous that we're going to get a message being like, that was completely wrong.
That's fine. We're only human. We're still learning.
Exactly. We are a consumer as well. We're just consumers that like to do the research, eh? Mm-hmm. We're not dermatologists. We're just two best friends that
love skincare. Who absolutely love skincare.
Back in the days when we recorded under a duvet.
Mm-hmm.
How we've changed.
Look at us now.
I know. Oh, bougie. Well, Ames, I don't want to confuse anybody anymore. Do you have any fun stories to tell?
No, not really. Well, that's boring.
Oh.
It's not really boring. I'm just being dramatic. I'm just keeping it on the DL for a bit.
Yeah.
Trying to save some pennies, you know?
Oh, yes.
Keeping it on the DL.
Well.
Trying to up my credit score.
Well, in which case, we will see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
We have some very exciting stuff.
Progress.
In the works, with a fun brand that we believe you are going to enjoy very much, and all will become clear very soon. So make sure you tell all your friends. And I'm sorry to the person that I managed to catfish on Reddit. I'm eternally sorry.
You're not, though, because you're glad you got that bit of information.
I'm really glad. Yeah. I mean, when I said it to you, it's like when you get a nice review. When we get a nice review, honestly,
yeah,
they bring
nice.
Tears to our eyes.
It is really, really
We've got
nice.
Nearly 100 reviews now.
Don't. I might
which
cry.
Is
I'm going to print every
lot.
Single one of them off and frame them.
It's not a lot in the grand scheme of things when you look at the highlight that's got like 7,000 reviews and Fern Cotton that's got 3,000. But, you know, we're not high-flying journalists that have a million Instagram followers.
Mm.
And they're always really nice. People are really
I just
kind.
Can't get that one person who gave us 3 stars.
I know. But she does like the podcast. She said she liked it.
So, yeah, whoever you are, just
thanks
know,
for reviewing.
We've changed.
She does still like the podcast.
We've changed for you. We hope you love us now.
Yeah, can you leave a 5-star review?
Just know that you can't delete that 3-star review. It's going to be there forever and it will hinder us for the rest of time.
She's not sour at all. I'm fine about it. Yeah. I'm absolutely fine. Right, Ames is going to go cry into a pillow and I am going to...
You're
going to
put your face in a pillow and shout essentially as many times as you can.
Yeah, like in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
I'm going to go onto Reddit and speak to more people about skincare. Au revoir, mon ami.
Catfish. But why did you just call me your homie?
I said mon ami. Oh. I said my love. Piss off.
I thought you said au revoir, my homie. I was like, why the fuck did you just call me your homie?
Never call me that again. Bye, homie.
Au revoir, homie.
Bye, homie. Bye.
Homie.
Homie.